Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
45133.
Four five one three three.
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name, please.
Wilma Jones.
Okay. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
7858 Oak Ridge Road, Hillsboro, Ohio.
Thank you. Now, I was able to look at the account for Bite Hubs. How can I help you?
Please.
I was able to look at the account for Bite Hubs. How can I help you?
Well, there was a fraudulent $59.89. I talked to the fraud department and went to the bank, and they gave me this number to see about getting my money put back in my account.
Okay. Let me see. You spoke with your credit card company?
The fraud company, yes. Fraud department.
Okay.
When I talked to Merchants Bank, and they gave me this number to call to make please make sure I could get my money back.
All right, let me look into the account. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Which 11-1-1, please.
Okay. Fine.
All right. And you say you spoke with your credit card company about the charge?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so it looks like you're enrolled in a sweepstake where you pay $1 to $5 in utility items like an iPad, iPhone, Instant Pot, or Dyson vacuum. You also enroll in a meal planning app.
I don't understand. I just got this. I don't understand.
Okay. Let's see. So it looks like this was done originally. Oh, it was done today. So you don't remember enrolling in a sweepstake for Dyson vacuum, PS5, iPad, iPhone, Instapot?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I can get you over to the fraud department. Just inform me they will prosecute
and investigate. I've already talked to the fraud department twice this morning.
All right. You've talked to the fraud department with your credit card company. You didn't file any dispute or anything, correct?
I don't. I talked to them and gave them all the information and everything.
So did you file a dispute?
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not.
All right, well, we'll just close out the account. You have to contact us with your...
No, they've already blocked the card, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, they've already blocked the card.
Well, I closed out the account. Since you already spoke with your credit card company, you have to call us with them on the line to further assist, because once you speak with them, an investigation will take place.
So you're going to close out my whole bank account?
Ma'am, we're the company with the company that's charging, not your bank account.
You said you're going to close out the account.
So you won't be charged anymore.
So you're going to close out my bank account. Am I have to start a new bank account?
Ma'am, no. We're closing out the account with us, what you're being charged for, not your bank account. We're not your bank.
I don't know. I understand any of this.
We're not your credit card company. We're not your bank, ma'am. You're calling the company that's billing you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. The bank just gave me this number to call.
All right, would you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
One moment, let me get it closed out. Thank you for holding. I did go ahead and get that account closed out for you.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
So will this $59 go back into my bank account now?
I'm sorry?
Will the $59 go back into my bank account?
No. You have to call us with your credit card company on the line since you've already spoke with them.
So how do I do that?
You have to call your bank, let them know that you spoke with us, and, I mean, you say that you filed a dispute, so you have to have them to call us and let us know if you're willing to drop the dispute, or if no dispute is filed and we'll get it refunded, but that's the only way we can do it if we hear from your bank.
The bank needs to call you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what's your name, hon?
My name is Kaylin.
Can you spell that, please?
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
All right.